You like to win $1,000. 1340 WJOL and Alpha Media are giving away $1,000 every weekday. Listen at the bottom of each hour for the code word, starting at 6:30 a.m.
8:39, Slocum in the morning. This 1340 WJOL. Police Chief of Crest Hill is Ed Clark, and he joins us this morning on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Chief, thank you very much for coming on. We greatly appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes today. So everything went down, first of all, in Romeoville, and I'll let you go from there. You can read everything, see pictures. We have a video on our website at WJOL.com. But Chief, kind of take us through what started, I think, at around 6 o'clock in Romeoville, right?
Well, I don't really have much information on Romeoville. I just talked to the investigators in our incident. They have been talking back and forth with Romeoville since they had their incidents. There is no tie to Romeoville. That's one thing that people were saying.
There isn't?
Absolutely nothing. No, there's no tie. I want to stress that. There's no. These are two separate incidents as of right now. That's all the information and interviewing that they've done since last evening.
Ah, okay. Because we were told by law enforcement that it was. So it's good to know. Not that it is a huge, you know, not that it makes that much of a difference in the fact that we had two separate shootings. But it's good to know that they were not. So what can you tell us about what happened in your city?
Well, about 6 p.m. In the 1800 block of Arbor Lane, there was a disturbance involving several subjects. Became altercation at one point. Shots ended up being fired back and forth. Several shots were fired. Two people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. That's what we're being told right now. One victim was a 17-year-old, and the other was a 24-year-old. Non-life-threatening injuries at this time. We responded. We secured the crime scene. Talked to hundreds of people. Knocked on a lot of doors up and down. It was a pretty expansive crime scene in that area. We did contact Will Grundy Major Crimes Task Force to come out and assist in the investigation. A few other agencies also came out and assisted us, which was very beneficial. But they're still working the case. They're developing leads as we speak. They're getting information. We do know that during this incident, some of this incident or all incident may have been recorded. We're being told that by cell phone video. So right now we're looking to see if anybody has any information. If they could please email it to our Sergeant of Investigations, Sergeant Opiola, Jason Opiola at jopiola@cityofcresthill.com. And they can send it anonymously. They also can send it to Will County Crime Stoppers as well. And that's 800-323-6734. Or can send a text to tip to Wilcox, W-I-L-L-C-O-C-S, and tip it to 274-637. So we're really looking for this video right now. It will be very beneficial. And, you know, a lot of man hours being involved in this. But I want to say also that the residents of the Woodlands apartment complex were very helpful. They were very beneficial. And they provide a lot of good information. So it was a terrible incident that happened, but the residents were very helpful to us.
So it started off basically as a fight then, is what you're saying?
That's exactly it.
Okay, a fight, and somebody pulled out a gun and started shooting.
Yep. Wow. And it was, you know, back and forth. And, you know, by the grace of God, there's only a couple people that have non-life-threatening injuries at this time. But a very serious incident. We're putting all our resources on it right now. And we are making a lot of good developing a lot of good leads right now as we speak.
You know, Chief, I feel for the people, and they used to be called, I think, the Arbor Lakes Apartments. Now they're the Woodlands Apartments. We don't have a lot of apartments here in the Joliet Crest Hill area where young, you know, mothers that have kids or dads that have kids or young families can move into and that are affordable and safe. And boy, I tell you, there's a lot of good people in that Woodlands apartment complex over off Arbor Lane. But man, anytime there's a shooting in Crest Hill, not all the time, but anytime I hear about a shooting at Crest Hill, it usually comes back to that apartment complex. I mean, how can management do a better job of watching and keeping an eye out on who's moving into this place?
Well, I'll say this, Scott. They, at some point, management has changed hands routinely throughout the course of my career, and some were good, some were not so good. This management group has been doing well, but one thing we're trying to look into is getting video surveillance, and that's our next step. So I'm going to be meeting with them probably sometime today or when they're available, just to kind of sit down and discuss things and see where we can go moving forward to kind of improve that area and help. Because just as you said, there's a lot of very good residents there. Mm-hmm. A lot of good people just want to go to work, raise their families, and live a good life. And it's like anything else. It's, you know, the few people that are causing these issues, and then a reputation's built, and it's not, maybe not rightly so, but it's one of those things that we're going to keep working to try and improve that area and go from there. But I'm very encouraged by the direction of this investigation. We're moving forward on it, and I hope to have some more information later today.
That would be great, Chief. Thank you very much for your time, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
Chief Ed Clark, Crest Hill Police Department, right here on 1340 WJOL. And that is so true. It is so hard in this area to find an apartment complex that is safe. There are very, very few. I know a couple of, a friend of mine, his daughter and her best friend, they work here in Joliet. They can't afford a super nice apartment on their own. So they, because they are two young ladies that live here in the area, they live in an apartment in Naperville, pay extra and drive all that way because there are very few affordable slash safe, more importantly, safe apartments here in the immediate area. It's very difficult to find.
Well, the minute the people hear affordable housing, they think that ne'er-do-wells are going to be going there. And that's a shame because we've all been there. I remember it's like, well, gee, I have a job, but I just don't have enough money to buy a house. I don't have enough money for the down payment right now. I need a leg up. So you have to live in these, rent income if you can find them.
Yeah.
Those are hard to find. So, safety. How do we do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
How do we do that?
Arbor Lakes has been an issue for as far back as I can remember. It's always been an issue. And I remember when I first moved to the area, that was the first place I looked. Oh, it's got a pool. Oh, it's cool. It's an apartment complex. It's kind of like, up one of the gold standards, where it used to be anyway, I don't know what it's like right now, is Four Lakes up in Lyle.
Yeah.
Right off Maple.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy used to live there. This was 20 years ago. We had a blast. They had, restaurant, a bar right in the middle of it. Got the ski, got the mm-hmm. outdoor volleyball course, tennis course. So much fun. And that's you drive by the one on Theodore, and you're like, oh, that looks like fun, like a mini Four Lakes. Well, it's not. We hear about shootings there all the time. And have the chief tell us right here on WJOL this morning, they need to start putting up video surveillance cameras right now. That'll help curb some of that violence. But then some of the thugs that are committing these crimes, they don't care about video surveillance. They'll just cover their faces. So again, if you're just tuning in, big fight at the Woodlands Apartments. Gets to the point where guns come out and shots are fired, and they are looking for someone who has it. They said they know that someone has it all on a cell phone camera, cell phone video. Please get that to Crime Stoppers or to Crest Hill as soon as possible.